Modern Battle Zone 1. Aircraft carriers.
Being a superpower is not possession of nuclear weapons. It's not having a large armed forces. It's not having higher tech equipment than anyone else. If there is one thing that defines being a superpower, it's force projection. And basically, if you don't have aircraft carriers, you don't have force projection.
These giants of the ocean have been around since the 20s, giving potential air superiority across the globe.
If you bear in mind that the overwhelming majority of the world's population live within 200 miles of the sea, if you've got a carrier, that means you can project that air power, which can protect land forces and maritime forces, to most of the areas of the world that you are likely to fight. Aircraft carrier is power, flexibility and range.
Carriers are the pride of any fleet. They're vital command and control facilities in any modern conflict.
You can hold your force offshore in international waters where no one can basically say you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then, if a crisis develops, you can push them forward into the direct battle zone. It allows you to be both over the horizon and in someone's face.
There's nothing more in your face than the American nuclear-powered aircraft carriers. $4.5 billion and 5 years to build, they're the ultimate show of stateside military might.
You have their examples of people who started with a blank sheet of paper and basically a blank checkbook and said, build it for the operational task and mission. And you've got the big box of the hangar, the big flat top, and you've got all the space you need. The new French nuclear aircraft carrier, the Shoulder Gold, is almost a case study in how not to do it. Compromised on the reactor, compromised on the hangar space, compromised on the size of the deck.
The Brits couldn't or wouldn't spend the cash on the Invincible class carriers in the 80s. The three ships are small, short takeoff and vertical landing, or ASTOVL, rather than conventional or CTOL carriers, but they work.
They can operate in much worse weather. The cycle rate of aircraft you get with an ASTOVL carrier is about twice that of a conventional takeoff and landing one.
And they've done the business when the call came. Aircraft carriers are usually at the center of a task group. Destroyers and frigates protect the major assets from submarine, aircraft and missile threats. And that is crucial.
Any platform that's carrying about $6 billion worth of aircraft, 6,000 to 8,000 men, is tempting for anyone with good anti-ship missiles. If you wanted to make a huge political military point, well, sinking an aircraft carrier is a very, very good way to do it.